Rigu Felis grunted as he pulled out the broken blackthorn spike.
A thorn. That's all it was, a thorn I stepped on.
Skirting the question of his cloak, he pursued his former inquiry.
Where is Atun Ra? Send her to me now.
Kaltag shrugged carelessly.
She's of no consequence to me. I have not seen her since you marched away from here to destroy your enemies.
The wildcat's blazing eyes sought out his son.
What have you done with Atun Ra, you little worm?
Petru could not meet his father's gaze, but he was regaining his confidence. He stared at his mother, addressing her in wide-eyed innocence.
Tell him I knew naught of his Pine Marten lackey. As fortress commander, I was far too busy organising the defences against the enemies he was supposed to have defeated. I am not Atunra's nursemaid. Why should I watch over her?
There was a clatter of dishes as Rigu drove the knife point deep into the tabletop.
You stupid young brat! Is that what you call organising defences? Allowing half the otter slaves to wander about outside the walls and letting a load of guards idle their time away indoors, eating and sleeping? Ha! Commander, all you'll ever be is a silk-clad kitten cringing behind your mother's skirts.
Kaltag's voice dripped scorn as she came to Petru's defence.
Well, I hope he never becomes a warlord like you. Skulking back here with a wounded paw and a stinking cloak. Where are all the prisoners you vowed to bring back? Skorkat Yund noticed you returned with 21 guards short. What happened to them, O mighty one? Eh? At least we weren't attacked thanks to Petru's defence plans.
Her words stung the wildcat worse than blackthorn spikes. He knew he had lost the arguments and was not prepared to bandy further. However, he was determined to have the final word as he swept out of the chamber.
I've ordered the guards back to their barracks and the slaves back to their compound. It is my command that they stay there. I will seek out Atun Ra now. If any harm has befallen her by either of your doings, then you will see just how merciless a warlord can be.
Rigu Felis found Wheelmark Scorse awaiting him alone on the pier. He barraged him with orders.
Search my fortress from top to bottom and all the surrounding area. Use all your guards to do it. Find Atun Ra and bring her to me, dead or alive. I'll be in my chambers. As of tomorrow, we will no longer seek out the otters.
Skort looked puzzled.
Load!
The wildcat ripped off his muddy cloak and threw it into the lake, watching the water carry it under.
Why chase about after a bunch of outlaws? I'll make them come here to me. Don't look so blank, Skort. I have what they want. This fortress and a whole lot of otter slaves. Mark my words, they'll come. Fortunately for me, otters are noble creatures. They won't leave their own kind in slavery. They'll make an attempt to liberate them.